This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
If you've gotten your first paycheck of the year, you may have noticed it's a bit smaller than it used to be, thanks to the expiration of the payroll tax cut last week. The fiscal cliff deal is one economic story that will impact just about every one of us. But Marketplace's senior producer of personal finance, Patty Herr, says it is not the economic story that'll have the biggest impact on our wallets this year. Patty joins us now for our Money Matters segment. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so Patty, as we start this year of 2013, how is it different from your vantage point looking at consumer finance than where we were a year ago in 2012?
Well, I think the biggest difference is in the housing market. You know, a year ago, we weren't seeing these big private equity funds and hedge funds and investors piling into the market in order to buy housing, not to flip it, but to rent it. Hmm. And I think what that's done is it's driven up prices, it's pushed people out of the market before they can even get in, and it's in danger of turning us into a nation of renters.
And traditionally, a home has been the biggest asset that any individual American owns, right?
That's right. And that's really starting to change. We're starting to see the numbers really gap down as people sort of move into renting and out of home ownership.
And so what are the implications of this?
Well, there are good things and there are bad things, right? On the upside, it means that you don't have to borrow so much as an individual person. It means there's less leverage in the system, and that's a good thing. The second thing is that it means that we're more flexible as a workforce. I mean, if you own a home in Buffalo and you get a job in Colorado, it's a nightmare. You've got to sell your home and move and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
If you're renting, it means you're much more flexible. It's much more easy to move. And so the more people that we have renting in the society, it means the more flexible we are as a workforce and more flexible we are as an economy.
All right. So those are some upsides. What about the downsides? I imagine there are downsides.
Well, of course. And the big downside that everybody talks about really is damage to neighborhoods. I mean, the truism has been that if people own a home, that means their roots are deeper in a community. It means they're less likely to move and a neighborhood is more stable. If you have a neighborhood full of renters, they can just up and move at any time. And so you have much less stability in a neighborhood. And that causes a lot of people concern. The second thing is that, you know, if you're renting, it means you're not getting any equity, right? You're paying money. It disappears. There's no equity there. When you own a home, when you're paying money into it, the hope is that eventually you'll get some kind of a return on that. So if we become renters as opposed to homeowners, it means there's much less stability there in terms of our investment. And the third thing, of course, is that, you know, homes used to be the thing that we all used to save for. So if we don't own homes anymore, if we're not sort of required to pay a mortgage every month, what are we going to do with that money? You know, how are we going to save that money? Where are we going to put our savings? Are we going to even have the discipline to save and invest in the future? That's a big question for the economy, I think.
Well, I imagine that there'll be plenty of bills to be paid for college education, maybe even preschool these days in some places.
In Los Angeles, Manhattan, certainly.
Marketplace senior producer of personal finance, Patty Herr, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.